Secretary of State, thank you very much. You just indicated your speech that the Somali will inform their own parliament and choose president as well as the speaker of parliament, and then will be appointed by prime ministers. And you know, Somalis are sick and tired of a political representative that has been selected rather than by elected by Somali people. So would that mean a business as usual, another years of anarchy and chaos in Somalia, because there will be a government that does not have a trust and confidence and support of people? Second thing, and US policy toward Somalia was a dual track policy, which most of Somalis see this another way of dividing the country and undermining the TFG or maybe emerging government. Would that policy will be still in place after August 2012? And my final question is, will you support airstrike in Al-Shabaab controlled area? And will you please guarantee that there will not be a civilian casualty in Somalia? Well, thank you.
Well, first, the roadmap calls for elections. It calls for a new parliament to be formed that is much smaller but more representative than the large, unwieldy body that exists now. But legitimacy comes through elections. So it is our intention to support very strongly the drafting of a constitution that takes into account the interests of all Somalis, not from one region, one clan, one subclan, but all Somalis, that it also is our intention to see this constitution adopted through a vote of the representatives of the people. We have no doubt that structured properly, the right kind of constitution, the right set of elections, the right people being elected, will put Somalia on a much more secure path forward.